Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Astral Mind. And tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about metaphors and deprogramming. And so first, I'd like to talk a little bit about programming. We'll start off with that, and then we'll talk about metaphors. Deprogramming is very interesting. That has a lot to do with our meridians, and it has a lot to do with our past, which a lot of things from our past affect our chakras. And our chakras have a lot to do with what controls our body and what controls our spirit. So when we deprogram the chakras, we use what they call sacred geometry. It isn't really sacred geometry, but that's how people can identify it. You're using certain codes to deprogram the chakras. And in these codes, they're all used, the heart chakra, there's codes for love, there's codes for realigning your body with your spirit, connecting with your higher self, all kinds of different things. There's different codes for different things. They call that the self ring. And the self ring connects you to your higher self. And then you've got the codes for the seven major chakras, which is the crown, the throat, the chest, and then the lower part of your body. So you want to deprogram those and do the clearing codes. And then what we got is the positive code. So that basically opens up a doorway in your subconscious mind and allows that energy to flow through. So there's different types of codes for different deprogramming. And then we get into what they call the emotional code. And you can get this book on online. It's called The Emotional Code by Dr. Bradley Nilsson. And so basically, well, how do you work this one is you go down by the list of different blocked emotions. The different blocked emotions go to different parts of your body. And you can use these other codes, which is called geotrans, which is sacred geometry, to deprogram those parts in your body. What you want to do is take a wand. And this could be a magnet wand, and you want to wand them out of your meridian. So basically, you write down your programming and then wand them out. First talk about, you know, why this and why that, and why you're talking about your emotional, what's going on, and then you want to deprogram that, and then you want to talk about, first you want to talk about the negative, and then you want to talk about the positive. So you pick out seven positive things that you want to program in your meridians, and then you'll wand it back the opposite way. So you'll wand it forward from your back, and then you'll wand it the other way. And you'll probably want to wand about four times a day. And then you want to clear those blocked emotions out of your meridians. You've already deprogrammed yourself. And so now that you've done that, you've realigned your spirit with your higher self. And now you want to start to begin to detox. And the best way to detox would be drink a lot of alkaline water and a lot of acid water. And the reason why you need acid water is because your body's pH level needs acid and alkaline to balance it out. So that way you get a negative and a positive charge, and it pushes all the acids down from your stomach. Now, another way you can do it is get MSGL or MMS2. And the way this works is you take the MMSGL or the MMS2, and with those with that, it basically takes all the toxins and turns it into what we call salt. And then you'll start by going by detoxing. You'll take all the toxins and then it turns into salt. So when you go to the bathroom, you'll pee out all the toxins out of your system. So that's kind of what you want to do. You want to detox your body about a month, and then do it 2-3 times a day. And make sure you eat first, but you get the stuff online. And you want to detox your body, and then you want to do the deprogramming. And then after you do the deprogramming, you want to do a little bit of meditation to connect with your higher self. So this is kind of a really powerful way to connect with your spirit and your higher self and your spirit guide. So it looks like we got one caller on the line, and we're going to go ahead and give this caller a reading from the 252 area. You're on the air with Adrian. 252.
Hey, my name is Keisha, and I was wondering if you can just give me a general reading, whatever you pick up on.
Yeah, sure, why not? Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Georgia, okay. And what kind of general reading would you like?
Well, do you see me moving?
I see you moving around June time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably sometime before June or around June time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you moving into a house. Are you thinking about getting a house?
Yeah, possibly renting one out.
Okay. Yeah, I do see you moving. Are you moving out of state or are you moving in state?
I don't know. I haven't made my mind up, but I was hoping you would kind of tell me.
Well, I do see a possibly out of state. I don't know why, but that's the feeling I get. I'm going to invite a friend on by the name of Monica. Monica, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Adrian.
Okay, Monica, we got Alicia on the phone, and she's from Georgia, and she wanted to know what you pick up on her moving. I picked up that it's possible that she will be moving out of state, that I do see a house that she'll be moving around either before or around June time. What are you picking up?
Can she tell me her name and her date of birth real quick?
My name is Keisha, 12977. Excuse me, 12977.
Okay. Yes. That's a definite yes.
Okay. All right. Will it be in? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel that you will be moving out of state.
Okay.
I do see somebody from out of state that you're gonna meet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship or?
No.
Yeah, I see you in a relationship with this person. Either it's a friendship relationship or a love life relationship, but I do see you building a relationship with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And the move will be good around that time for you.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to meet him out of state, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good to me. All right. One final question. Okay, because I'm really trying to get my license in North Carolina, and I was wondering, do you see it coming through? Not driver's license, but like insurance license. Do you see me getting my license?
What are you picking up, Monica?
You mean get your license out of state?
I mean, once I get my license, I'll be able to just transfer them over. But do you see me being able to get my license before June, or will I even get them? Because I know I got some issues, so.
That's what I was fixing to say. You've got some issues.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to be very, very close. In fact, it's going to be like you're going to have a few days to get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
apparently with what's going on, that's what's taking up the time.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, because I was about to say, and then I'll be able to leave. Okay. All
right.
Right.
So once you get notice, you get notified that you can't get it, because you're only going to have maybe a couple of days at the most, maybe one or two. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be close.
So you don't see me practicing my license in the state of North Carolina and then moving, or will I just move, like, right after?
I think you're going to practice after you move.
After?
Yeah, okay. Because I don't – it's like your license, being they have a time period there that they have to – I don't know what it is they do, but they have to go through it,
mm-hmm.
I guess, to verify who you are, things like that. That's what mm-hmm. I'm seeing. That's what's taking up the time.
Okay.
Are you in the medical field?
Yeah, but I'm kind of ditched that for this license. But at the same time, I'm still in school. So, yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, it's going to be cutting it close, but you're going to get it. It's going to be like you're going to get it and then go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, will somebody help me? Because I will not have no money if I don't practice first.
Honestly, it's like the money's going to be there. I don't know how, but it's going to be there.
Yeah,
that's life.
That's my life.
Full of surprises.
Yeah, that's me all day long. Okay, one final. Do you see me going north, farther north, or going back down south?
You really want to go back down south, is that correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do.
Well, follow your heart.
Follow my heart. But how do you feel that people will react to me? Because I know I'm kind of an eccentric personality.
Honestly, the way people are these days.
I know.
Be yourself. Don't ever try to change to please others. Just be yourself.
All right. That's the word.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You have a good night.
You too.
Or a good morning. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Adrian,
well,
are you?
Looks like we have... 3210, and it looks like we're still on the air, but we don't have any more callers right now. Looks like we're off the air now.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, we have 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to have a drink of that.